chapter 1, Ephesians chapter 1. Wonderful opportunity, as I mentioned at the beginning. You can't do this at home. You can't pray corporately at home. But you can pray with one another. And where two or three are gathered in the name of Christ, Jesus said, I'm in the midst. So this is a great opportunity. The book of Ephesians, chapter 1. I'm looking at the clock, and I have about 17 minutes. What do you think? Can I do it? Go longer. Forget about everybody and just go as long as you want. I heard that, but we'll try our best to be done shortly. Got a lot to say. We're talking about God's will. And last week, we have been looking at verses that mention the will of God. We talked about the importance of God's will. If you remember in chapter 1, we saw in several verses of Ephesians God's will. This is why, as we were preaching through Ephesians chapter 1, we came across this little expression, God's will. Verse 1 of chapter 1, the will of God. In chapter 1, verse 5, talks about His will. And we won't go through all of those verses, but we saw four reasons why we need to understand God's will. Number one, it will make us wise. Ephesians 5:17. Number two, it is the goal of the Christian life to follow the will of God. In other words, we want to know what God's purposes are in our lives. Number three, it helps us in prayer, because if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. Number four, it is the reason God created us. And this is why we need to know God's will. Tonight, I want to preach a message on finding God's will and doing it. Finding God's will and doing it. And I'll just give you the outline so you can know where we're going with this. Number one, God must reveal His will. Number two, God wants us to understand His will. Number three, God expects us to do His will. And then number four, God gives us the ability to do His will. Now that says it all, really. But the Bible actually teaches this. Number one, God must reveal His will. Look at chapter 1, verse 9. Having made known unto us the mystery of His will. As we saw, and we've been seeing, especially as we're in Ephesians chapter 1, a mystery is not something spooky that can never be known. A mystery, biblically, is something previously unknown, but now made known by God. And of course, Ephesians talks about the church. The church is not an Old Testament concept. It's a New Testament concept, and God has revealed that to us. Am I doing this? Am I the one that's making the mic pop? I am? Okay, can we go to this mic? Would that be a problem, or is that a problem? Let's go to that mic, because I don't want to distract you. All right, so now I got to stay close to the mic. So the Bible tells us that that God has made known that which was not known of His will. It's kind of like a riddle. Now, for instance, when you go to the Old Testament in the book of Judges, remember Judge Samson had a riddle. And the riddle was stated, out of the eater came forth meat, and out of the strong came forth sweetness. Now, if you solve that, as he said to 30 guys that were at his wedding feast, if you solve that, I'll give you 30 sheets and 30 changes of garments. And if you can't solve it, if you can solve it, I'll give that to you. If you can't solve it, you give those things to me. Now, If I were to ask you, and we don't have time to develop this, but if I were to ask you, what in the world does out of the eater came forth meat, and out of the strong came forth sweetness? How many of you know that? So maybe about a half of you know the answer to that. And the reason why you know the answer to that, because the Bible tells us the answer of that. But those 30 men did not know that. It was not known, and now it is known. Now, basically, it stems from what we're told in Judges 14, verses 8 and 9, that there was a lion who had died, and the carcass of that lion had a bunch of swarming bees around it, and it had honey, and therefore Samson ate of that honey. You say, well, how would you know that? Well, unless somebody reveals it to you, you wouldn't know. They couldn't figure it out until they threatened Samson's engaged fiance, we'll call her that, and basically got it out of her, because they said, if you don't find out the riddle from Samson, we're going to burn down your house. Well, that was a little bit of a motivation. Now, there are things that are not known until God reveals those things to us. Now, God doesn't tell us everything. Now, you're going to go to heaven one day, and guess what? You'll not be infinite ever. God is infinite. And when you and I get to heaven one day, if you know Christ as your Savior, we will spend eternity learning about God, because He is infinite. Because He doesn't tell us everything. But what He does tell us, He says, okay, this is something that is revealed to you. So if you are going to know God's will, whether it be in the Bible, whether it be in your life, God's going to have to reveal that to you. And He may know that if He told you what you need to know now, you wouldn't be ready for it. So the point is, God must reveal His will. Number two, the second thing that we see in the Bible is that God wants us to understand His will. Now go over to chapter 5, verse 17. And it tells us, therefore, or wherefore, be ye not unwise, but what? Understanding what the will of the Lord is. Now, to understand is to perceive. That's the idea of the word. To become aware of something. To realize or understand it. Now, have you ever been in the dark about something and then became enlightened about it? Have you ever thought, man, I don't know what to do? And all of a sudden, boom, the lights come on. When I was a kid, I learned to whistle. It's been very, very helpful over the years. If for any other reason, we have fellowship dinners and there's so much commotion going on, and I go, now I used to be able to do that a lot louder. But I tried and tried and tried as a kid to be able to whistle like that. You know, before it was like, but one day, the light came on, and I've never forgotten it. Now, right now, I am trying to figure out how to swing a golf ball, a golf club. I am not yet enlightened on that. A little golf ball just sits there in that tee, and just seems so simple. All you can do is hit it. You know, it's not like baseball where you have a moving target. But, you know, the point I'm making is there is a point where all of a sudden the lights come on. Now, God wants the lights to come on regarding His will. He has a plan for you. Whether it be your conduct or whether it be your mission in life. Who you're going to marry, what job you're going to work. And He has a plan for you. And He wants you to understand those plans. And when you realize that you are doing God's will in your life, man, it's rejuvenating. When God reveals His will to you, it is so exciting. There's nothing like knowing you are doing what God wants you to do. There's nothing like that. And it is exciting. And as we said before, it's kind of, some people are like Christopher Columbus. They didn't know where they, you know, he didn't know where he was going. When he got there, he didn't know where he was or where he was. Yeah, and when he left, he didn't know where he'd been. And some people go through life totally confused. God wants you to understand His will. The third thing we see here in our studying of finding God's will and doing it, God expects you to do His will. Look over to the book of Hebrews, chapter 13. The book of Hebrews, chapter 10. Okay, I want you to see this verse. All right, now in Hebrews chapter 10, I just want you to find verse 36. And it tells us here, look at verse 35. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward, for you have need of patience. Now the word there is endurance. That, after you have what? Done the will of God. So when you are doing God's will, it's going to take a lot of endurance. It is too easy to quit. And when God says you have need of endurance, it's because you have done the will of God and that you might receive the promise. Now, I don't have time to develop what that promise is, but we do find a very interesting thing there. Whatever God wants you to do, He expects you to do it. You can do the will of God. God probably would not tell us necessarily to go out and lift our cars over our heads. Right? Let's all, after church tonight, let's forget about those little light flags. Let's go out there and grab our car, and I'll let two of you, you know, if you're in a family, do it. Lift that car over your head. Now, He's not going to probably ask you to do that because you can't do that. But He could command you to lift a track out of your pocket and give it to a stranger. He is not going to ask you to do what you can't do, and we'll qualify that in a minute. 1 Corinthians 10:13 states that the Bible, there is no temptation taken you but such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be what? Tempted above what? Then you are able. So God's never going to test you beyond your ability. And He will, with the temptation, make a way of escape. Somebody says, well, I just can't help it. You know, I had to go commit immorality. I was just too weak. Or I had to go take drugs because I couldn't take it. And the fact is, if God has commanded you to do something, you need to do it. Now, I want to qualify that number four, though. Now, we have been saying that God must reveal His will. God wants us to understand His will. God expects us to do His will. Number four, God gives us the ability to do His will. And certainly, Philippians 4:13 says, I can do what? All things through Christ, who does what? Strengthens me. Philippians 2:13 tells us, it is God who worketh in you both to will and to do his good pleasure. Galatians 2:20, we looked at that in Sunday school Sunday, at least the men did, that says, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life which I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God. So, what if we say, okay, our project tonight is to lift up a car. Then we go out and we just so happen to have a crane next to our car. And we use that crane to lift our car up over our heads. We could literally say that if I lift that car over my head, I lifted that car over my head, yet not I, but the crane did it for me. Right? It wasn't me that did it. And you say, well, God would never ask you to move mountains. God would never tell somebody to divide the sea. Well, obviously Moses didn't divide that sea. God did that. And what you do is God giving you the strength to do it. And sometimes we think we can do certain things that we can't. And, you know, you take a person who's been an addict on alcohol, and you say, you know, you got to quit drinking because it's God's will to not be drunk with wine. Is that true? All right, so we say to that guy, you got to quit drinking. I can't! Okay, now you've got that part out of the way, but God can. And God can do through us what we cannot do. So, God must reveal His will to us. Now, that is a big deal. And He wants us to understand what that is. And He's given us all kinds of scripture to tell us what that is. He's given us circumstances and friends and so forth that can lead us as to what He would have us to do. And He expects us to do it. But He's going to give us the ability to do it. And this is why Bob Jones Sr. used to say, success is finding God's will and then doing it. And if you want to be successful in your Christian life, find out what God says and what He wants, and then just do it. So I can't do that. It's too big for me. Exactly. God can do it through you. And that's a wonderful truth. So find God's will and do it. Quit making excuses. Don't be a victim. Don't blame so-and-so. Don't blame, you know, your weakness. Because faith says, okay, if God said it, that settles it. And let's do it. Lord, we pray that You would guide us, help us to do Your will. Lord, we do ask that You would reveal Your will to us. We know You do, and yet so many Christians don't take the time to find it. And help us understand what that will is, and let us do it relying on you. In Jesus' holy name, amen. God bless you. If you can go back into the fellowship hall and grab some flags.